But first, university students are saying they should get compensation because they haven't had value for money this year. A few cases have actually been upheld this week. The university adjudicator says it's receiving hundreds of complaints and hundreds of thousands of students are signing petitions asking for refunds. Most students pay over £9,000 in tuition fees every year, but because of the pandemic, the majority of their courses are now online. Well, students have been writing to us as well about this. Ellie at the University of Manchester is one of them. She's in her second year studying Spanish and Chinese. Ellie interviewed her housemates about whether they felt their courses were value for money.
As someone that studies two languages, I've gone from having, you know, lots of small groups in-person classes last year to now having not had a contact hour since March. Mm-hmm. Zoom, it's just not the same. You're put in groups of people that you've never met before. It's awkward and you don't have the same conversational skills which you need in a language degree, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so much harder to interact with people, especially in those like breakout rooms over Zoom calls or whatever, than when you're in person in class and you can, you know, immediately just go up and ask someone if you don't know or like put your hand up, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think with philosophy our tutorials are compulsory because we have to learn how to debate, and then the fact that tutorials on Zoom are not the same. You can't, like, debate in the same way. Yeah. And also, the fact that it's online is that if the Wi-Fi is bad, you can't get a good tutorial out of it.
Robin was saying that she was struggling to have proper IT people have a look at the software issues because there's no one on campus who's available to deal with any issues.
Yeah, it broke when I was in the library and I was told that no one was actually physically there to help me. And I feel like if uni is entirely online, they should have people there to help us.
Because then
I can't do uni, then I've like missed a whole day of being able to do my work.
Yeah, we also just feel like the university hasn't adequately taught teachers how to teach online and on Zoom. They've had about 5 months over summer to properly teach them how to use all of this software. And to their no fault of their own, we're just not getting the same standard of education that we could have been getting. And we're paying the same amount of money and even more than open university students pay.
Yeah. They're paying £3,000 less than we are. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's that unreasonable that we should expect, you know, some sort of compensation from the fact that as much as they want to say it's the same standard, it's just blatantly not. Yeah. Like any student that you'll ask will say it's not the same, and it's not the same as having in-person lessons.
Mm-hmm. Had I known that my experience was going to be this different from what I had last year, I would be severely reconsidering coming back to university, especially if I was starting first year again.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it would have been so
hard. I mean, if I didn't already have friends and I had a house to live in, like, I can't imagine being one of the freshers that was literally in halls with people they don't know anyone on their courses,
mm-hmm.
then were fenced in by the uni, and now are literally still doing online lessons. Mm. When it's been promised time and time again, you know, we're going to review it, we're going to have in-person lessons. You know, the whole point of this lockdown was that universities and schools stayed open. Well, our university's never been open since March. They want to say the library's open, like the study space is open, but they're only open for a select few that can book onto.
Yeah.
And they're only open
for a very limited amount of time.
For a few hours a day. And it's really just, it's just not okay.
I will also say that they're still expecting the same quality of work that they were last year, which I think is very unfair given that we are in a completely different situation. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, we are paying customers for this university and we are just not getting the experience we're paying for. And we feel like that university was falsely advertised to us this year.
Strong feelings there. That was Daisy studying history and Spanish. Robin, who's studying philosophy. Callum is reading management. And Ellie studying Spanish and Chinese. Well, we asked the University of Manchester about the quality of teaching this year. They didn't really answer our questions on that. Listening to those students is Christopher McFarland. He's a solicitor from Sinclair Law. It's a legal firm that focuses on education. Christopher, you heard what they said. Are they entitled to ask for compensation?
Well, it's really important to understand that university students are consumers in the eyes of the law, and that does give them rights under contract law, the law of tort, and consumer rights legislation to request compensation or a refund in circumstances where those rights are infringed. So under the Consumer Rights Act 2015, that could be, as we heard those students say, where they feel the service they're receiving is not being discharged with reasonable care and skill, or if pre-contractual statements made by the university about its service this year or in previous years, you know, has not been adhered to. In those circumstances, students can potentially request either repeat performance of the service, or if that isn't feasible, request a price reduction in the form of a partial refund or a full refund. But it is important to emphasise that, unfortunately, like all legal advice, this does come with some caveats. Firstly, the burden of proof is on the students themselves to prove, firstly, that the contract or right has been infringed, but also to prove what loss that has caused them and to quantify that loss as well. Universities may have force majeure clauses which deal with pandemics and may affect the rights of students in these unique circumstances.
I'll come back to that, but on the issue of how they complain, I mean, Universities UK, who represent universities, they told us it's understandable students may feel their experience of university hasn't been as they would have hoped, and they say they should speak to their universities in the first instance. If they don't get satisfaction, where do they go after that?
Absolutely. So yes, absolutely right. They should approach their university through their formal complaints procedure in the first instance. If they are not satisfied with the outcome there, they'll be served with what's called a completion of procedures letter, which will give them the right to go to the student complaints scheme, which is currently operated by the Office of the Independent Adjudicator. And of course, if they don't get the result there, they can consider legal action through the courts as well.
You mentioned force majeure, which of course is a legal term. But can't the universities argue these are exceptional circumstances that they've been faced with?
I think they absolutely will. And I think it'd be uncharitable to say that universities aren't being faced with a nearly unprecedented circumstance, as we all are. However, notwithstanding the efforts that universities are making to support students and change their services, that doesn't necessarily mean that those services are effective or appropriate for students, or that students should just accept them without question. It will be decided on a case-by-case basis how effective those measures are, but it is important to recognise, you know, students just don't have to accept any old thing.
Universities have been criticised for seeming to urge students to come back to uni at the beginning of this academic year, and that the experience would be a good one. It hasn't been great for a lot of them. Do you anticipate students making more claims in the new year?
I think it's likely. I mean, we are seeing a growth in complaints on that basis. And I do think students, as you heard in the piece played at the start of this programme, students are aggrieved and they want this addressed and they want compensation.
Christopher McFarlane, thank you very much indeed.